Hong Kong's government is receiving final submissions of public ideas for how the autonomous Chinese territory should elect its next leader in 2017. That's when the post will be filled by universal suffrage for the first time. The government will end the months-long consultation exercise Saturday and release its own electoral reform package later this year. The reforms must win the approval of two-thirds of Hong Kong's lawmakers. Hong Kong pro-democracy activists fear the government will call for creating a nominating committee that will screen out any candidates who criticize the policies of China's central government in Beijing. Two of those activists, former lawmakers Anson Chan and Martin Lee, expressed their concerns to U.S. officials in Washington earlier this month. In yesterday's program, Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin spoke with Chan, who accused Chinese officials of undermining the city's constitution or basic law by trying to unreasonably restrict who can run for the post of Hong Kong chief executive. Today, we hear from pro-establishment lawmaker Regina Ip, who spoke with Michael Lippin by phone from Hong Kong on Friday. He asked the chair of the New People's Party about what she thought of Anson Chan and Martin Lee's lobbying visit to Washington.
Well, I think many people in Hong Kong think that that's totally inappropriate. If they want constitutional change, they should lobby our own government and the authorities in Beijing. You know, if they want to leverage external forces to put pressure on Beijing, that would send the wrong signals.
How important do you think are the opinions of countries like the United States or Britain when it comes to Hong Kong's democratic development? Or do you really think that they should stay out of something that many people would also say is an internal Chinese affair?
Frankly, I think the opinion of big countries like the U.S. and even U.K. is becoming increasingly irrelevant on our constitutional issues. Because Beijing is getting more and more confident by the day, and they are very, very sensitive to external interference. You can see this from all the commentaries in the pro-China newspapers and the mainland blogs. So I think our own politicians trying to leverage external influence, they are really adopting the wrong strategy.
Well, Anson Chan also says that officials of the Chinese central government have been making statements that effectively are trying to impose what she sees as certain electoral guidelines on Hong Kong, contrary to the basic law. How fair a criticism is that of what the Chinese officials have been saying?
Well, the Chinese officials have been making very clear their fundamental principles that our constitutional change must be in accordance with the basic law. Well, it is a fact that the democratic model for Hong Kong under the basic law is a limited one. You know, I think we have to acknowledge that fact, but that's because we are a part of China. We are not an independent political entity. I think efforts to change that model to give Hong Kong people the say to choose whoever they like, irrespective of the sovereign country's concerns, that is going to be counterproductive. And that will put us on a collision course with China.
Well, how important does the New People's Party think it is to have an election for chief executive in 2017 that gives Hong Kong people what they would consider to be a reasonable choice of candidates?
Well, I do agree that's very important. I support a more open and competitive model, and my party would be putting forward something more competitive, but within the framework of the basic law next week. Personally, I do hope there would be a consensus on the democratic model, and then Hong Kong could move forward so that all of us will have the opportunity to vote for our chief. But it's very important to work within the framework of the basic law. It's really futile for some of us to go against our constitutional and political reality.
What kinds of electoral arrangements would you say would be contradicting what the basic law says? What do you think would be unrealistic in this case?
Well, the basic law stipulates nomination will be done by nominating committee. In fact, a broad-based nominating committee. And the constitutional design, even in the 1980s, is to preserve the capitalist economy of Hong Kong so that we would not become too populist or anti-China. So the nominating committee has to be broadly representative, which means it has to include representatives from business, commerce, professionals, social welfare, political sectors, you name it, you know. And any arrangements that try to circumvent the nominating committee or undermine it would be regarded by Beijing as unconstitutional.
I'd also like to ask what you think about plans by the Pan-Democratic camp to stage what they call Occupy Central protests that could shut down parts of the central business district of Hong Kong Island later this year. What is your opinion of that?
That's extremely irresponsible and counterproductive. And it's actually met with disapproval with most people working in our central business district. This sort of strong-arm tactics would not succeed in coercing Beijing to yield to their demands, but it would cause a lot of economic and political damage to Hong Kong. So I do hope it will not happen.
Well, Anson Chan told me that the plans for the protests reflect the deep frustration of many Hong Kong people. How frustrated do you think Hong Kong people are with how democratic development has been going? And is there a better way for them to express, you know, frustration or anxieties?
Well, there has been no democratic development in Hong Kong since 1842 until the 1980s. You know? The current frustration has many reasons, partly stirred up by pro-democracy parties, you know, because what they are asking for, the sort of system they want, is actually a system which would enable them to gain a role, a leading, decisive role in running Hong Kong.
Hong Kong lawmaker Regina Ip speaking with Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin.